Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So we know that the finance bill will be debated and passed by the Dáil later today before going to the Seanad tomorrow. And that's the last major piece of legislation that must be dealt with before the Taoiseach seeks the dissolution of the Dáil later in the week. Jack Horgan-Jones, political correspondent with the Irish Times, is with us now. So Jack, it's just a question of when now, isn't it, the Taoiseach calls the election? I mean, he said on his way into Cabinet this morning, the general election campaign will be underway by the end of this week.
Yeah, very much so. As you said in the intro there, Claire, the last bits of the large-scale clearing of the decks are now in the final throes, so that the finance bill will go through today in the Dáil and tomorrow in the Seanad. And then there's another couple of little bits of housekeeping. The supplementary estimates have to go through to make sure that various government departments have enough money to keep ticking over across the election period and into the new year. And then there's a bill that effectively funds the House of the Artists for the coming period that has to go through. But once that is all tied down, and it will be tied down in the next 48 hours or so, then the decks are clear and we're looking at an election. And the only question really is whether Simon Harris calls that election on Thursday, most likely Thursday morning, or whether he waits until he gets back from a meeting of EU heads of government and heads of state, which is in Budapest from Thursday afternoon into Friday afternoon, and then calls it then and there. And the question being whether he will kind of keep with the convention of informing the Dáil as a formality that he has to, that he's about to call the election or seek the Dáil to be dissolved, which would have to take place on Thursday before he leaves, or whether he does the rather more cinematic approach of flying back into Dublin Airport and maybe even doing something on the tarmac there and then heading off to the Irish to ask President Michael D. Higgins to dissolve the Dáil from there.
So it's Thursday morning or Friday afternoon. That's when the starting gun will be fired.
Yeah, and there's a few things to kind of weigh up within that. So if you take it as read that he's going to be out of the country for 24 hours or thereabouts, Thursday is kind of gone as a campaigning date, no matter whether he calls it before or when he comes back. And the other thing, the other big variable, which you've just been talking about, is obviously the US election. Now, I think that the US election as a factor in our election moves in two directions. In the first instance, I think as an element that kind of frames the choice for Irish voters going into our own election here, the vista of kind of chaos and polarization and discord that is likely to follow no matter who wins the US election, I think probably favours the government a little bit, which is going to be making the argument for stability and consistency and that kind of centrist approach and to avoid a kind of radical change. On the other hand, the election, the US election, I mean now, is going to take up an awful lot of airspace throughout the middle of this week towards the end of this week. So if he comes back on Friday, the main moving parts of the presidential election in America will be more or less tied down. The story won't be over, but the main moving parts will be tied down. And that kind of invites a clearing of the whole weekend news agenda, the Saturday paper, the Sunday papers, Saturday radio, Sunday talk shows, to really mark that gear shift and invite voters to begin thinking with meaning about how they're going to cast their vote in the Irish general election.
And listen, we never know. It's one of the exciting parts of election campaigns. We never know what way it's going to go and what issues are going to dominate. As we talk here this morning, we know that housing will be pretty close to the top of the agenda throughout. And the government party leaders, they agreed new housing targets, didn't they, up to the end of this decade, up to 2030. So what did they set out?
Yeah, and this is something that we didn't actually think was going to happen. There was a bit of a brouhaha within the coalition over this last week with Fianna Fáil saying they didn't want to set them. And the subtext of that was that that party wanted to campaign separately from the government during the general election campaign on its record in housing and on promises in its manifesto on housing. But there was a meeting of coalition leaders last night. Dara Bryan, the Minister for Housing, brought a proposal and they've agreed to new housing targets averaging 50,500 new homes per year during the lifetime into the next government. So it's a fairly significant increase that starts off with a target of 41,000 homes for next year and climbs up to around 60,000 in 2030. One small thing to note here is that there is a national planning framework which kind of provides the roadmap in some ways for operationalizing these targets. And while we will get a publication of a new revised draft of that MPF before the Dáil breaks up, it actually has to be voted on by the Dáil and has to go through a process of environmental screening beforehand. So that's not going to happen. That's not actually going to be formally adopted until the new Dáil is convened.
Jack, thanks very much for taking us through it all. John Cleary is with us now, who is beef chair with the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association. And John, you're speaking to us from outside the Dáil today, I know, because you and your colleagues are protesting because you want to voice your opposition to the Mercosur trade deal. Now, your fear is that this deal with the South American bloc and the EU will result in beef from South America flooding the EU market. Is that fair to say that that's your main worry?
Yes, that's correct, Claire. You know, we appreciate you giving us time here this morning to highlight our dilemma here as beef farmers, not alone in Ireland, but across Europe. Yeah, in 2 weeks' time, the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro, and the Mercosur countries are hoping to do a deal with the EU in relation to the importation into Europe of approximately 100, just less than 100,000 tonnes from 2027. Now, this is the equivalent of maybe 500,000 animals coming on stream, undermining our market. Our market is a highly protected market. It's a high-cost market. We have forged contracts all over the world. And even in Europe alone, you know, this has the capabilities of bringing our market prices way down to the world market prices, mm-hmm. which are predominantly maybe 60% of what we're getting at the moment.
Right.
And it will have a detrimental effect on rural Ireland and the incomes of Irish farmers.
Can I talk to you about the support you feel you're getting from government on this? Because the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has said it isn't right to expect Irish farmers to comply with the standard of regulation if it didn't apply to farmers who want to import the same product into this country. He said that this Mercosur deal, the way it's currently set up, is not fit for ratification. Now, does that tell you that you have his support in pushing back?
It does in an indirect way, but at the end of the day, you know, this thing is forging ahead, and the president of the EU is adamant that this goes ahead. So we are calling on the Irish government, even at this late stage, to through its MEPs, to categorically stall this whole thing until this is further thought out. You know, Irish beef farmers is in a very vulnerable position. It has long fought for many decades to keep this economy afloat when times were tough. And under no circumstances can we tolerate, you know, language coming that will say one thing, but at the end of the day, it delivers something else. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even at this stage, we feel that there's a work in progress. The European farmers are coming out in force in the next week or 10 days, and we're showing solidarity with everybody. So it's not alone an Irish issue, it's a European issue. And even only recently, I read President Macron has grave reservations about the whole thing. So we cannot be sort of rolled over to make room for you know, cheap imports coming into Europe at this stage of our stage in the EU.
All right, John, thanks for taking the call today. John Cleary, who is beef chair with the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association. Up next on the programme, we're going to go to Valencia, where the clean-up operation continues.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.